USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
U.S. Treasury yields tick downward on Tuesday as traders prepared for the Consumer Price Index due out tomorrow. The two-year dropped 6 basis points to trade at 3%. Also, 3 major U.S. stock indexes closed in negative territory Monday. With the U.S.-Mexico border the most dangerous border in the world, according to the United Nations, President Biden will meet with Mexican President Obrador today at the White House. Former Department of Homeland Security Deputy Secretary Jonathan Fahey on Fox News says this is just a dog and pony show because illegal immigration is Biden's goal.
Meeting is just a mere pretense to make it seem as if they're trying to address this issue in a serious way when in fact they're not at all.
The James Webb Space Telescope has started to release some breathtaking images. Go to the NASA website to take a look. USA Radio News.
This is an important notice to consumers facing $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or other unsecured debt. You're not required to pay it all back because there are special programs now in effect that will significantly reduce the amount you will owe if you qualify. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. These programs, which the credit card companies like to keep secret, exist to aid American consumers struggling with overwhelming credit card debt by offering tremendous savings and real debt relief. Accredited Debt Relief has established a special hotline for you to call and learn what savings you qualify for. They've helped qualify consumers with over $1 billion in debt and are A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. So don't wait. Get the relief you need during these hard economic times. For this free information, call the Accredited Debt Relief hotline now. Call 800-279-1717. 800-279-1717. That's 800-279-1717.
Hot Texans under record temperatures and high humidity have an urge to conserve energy as the power grid struggles to cope with a surge in demand. The heat wave that has settled on Texas and much of central United States is driving increased electricity use. Current projections show wind generation coming in at less than 10% of its capacity. That's according to the Electric Reliability Council of Texas. Let's take a look at gas prices in America.
The national average for a gallon of regular has fallen over the past several weeks by 34 cents after edging above $5 a gallon. Some states have experienced nearly 50 cent declines. According to an analysis by The Hill using AAA data, the greatest declines took place in the South and Midwest, Indiana and Florida leading the way, followed by Ohio, Wisconsin, and Texas. The drop in price doesn't necessarily mean cheaper gas. The five states with the lowest averages are South Carolina, Georgia, Mississippi, Louisiana, and Texas. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
We are USA Radio News.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
For the first time in the United States, a pharmaceutical firm has asked to be allowed to sell birth control over the counter. Paris-based HRA Pharma says its application to the Food and Drug Administration is unrelated to recent Supreme Court of the United States decision on Roe. The made-for-TV January 6 committee has no cross-examinations of witnesses, as many are calling it a ploy to keep President Trump from returning to office in January of 2025. When Nancy Pelosi kicked off the Republicans' choice to be on the committee, all credibility was lost. The mostly partisan committee is being called a kangaroo court by former trade advisor Peter Navarro. He was on Newsmax overnight.
This January 6th committee is not focused primarily on getting to the bottom of what happened on January 6th. For example, why did Pelosi leave the perimeter lightly guarded? Why did Secretary of Defense Mark Esper leave the National Guard so far away? Why were FBI informants possibly instigating the violence? Those are all questions that you and I think, would love to know the answer to. What the committee is doing as a kangaroo court in violation of the separation of powers is trying to build a hoax, a January 6th hoax like the Russia hoax, as a way of stopping Donald Trump from becoming president in January of 2025. And so this is just an extension of this.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.